Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I know you've been waiting for a flurry of activity from the Hot Stove League. Major League Baseball's offseason has been somewhat quiet. Obviously, we had the Kikuchi signing and the Snell signing and some smaller moves. But, none of the big other big names have come off the board yet.
I feel like there's more.
That has happened already?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's like Matthew Boyd.
Yeah. There's some other smaller signings. Yeah. But in terms of, I think of the top 30 free agents, those are the only two that have signed this offseason. Once Juan Soto signs, things are expected to start moving quickly.
I've heard that bit before.
And all signs are pointing towards something happening soon. Jeff Passan. When Jeff Passan says it, we tend to, all right.
Gospel.
He's got the info, and this is what he said yesterday on ESPN.
Kevin, you're exactly right. We are finally in the end game after a months-long pursuit by teams for Juan Soto. And we know at this point that the final number is going to be at least $600 million over a double-digit figure number of years. Now, the question is, how high can that go? If teams are willing to go to, say, 15 years, which they might be able to because Juan Soto is only 26, we could see a contract potentially in excess of $700 million. Now, remember, Shohei Ohtani's 10-year, $700 million deal last offseason set the standard. But at this point, we don't know who the favorites are. The New York Mets have been near the top the whole time. The Yankees, of course, the incumbent team, the Boston Red Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Los Angeles Dodgers all still in it. The expectation is that there will be meetings over the weekend, and it's that point Juan Soto will decide where he's going to go, and we will know at latest by the time the winter meetings in Dallas start.
All right, at latest by Monday.
At latest, okay. All right.
At so we'll latest,
know this
he
weekend.
Says.
What a rough weekend for fans of those five teams. You're going to be, we can all rest easy here in San Diego. But it's such a rough weekend, man. If you're one of those five, you're on pins and needles, especially like the Yankees who had him, traded a bunch to get him, went to the World Series with him. He performed very well in the playoffs. And you want him back. You need him back if you are the New York Yankees. You have to have him. And the fact that the Red Sox in your division have connections with him, that's terrifying. The fact that the Blue Jays in your division They want a taste of Juan Soto. That's terrifying. And we are going to be probably on pins and needles so he doesn't go up to the Dodgers, which would just make that team the most absurd, ridiculous team of all time. It's kind of a dicey weekend.
That last comment there by Passan, though, you know, at latest, the start of the winter meetings, like, we will know. Everyone seems to be saying, we're going to know this week. You don't, I don't typically see that with these big free agents. We didn't see it with Aaron Judge. We had to wait with, you know, Shohei, Blake Snell last year. Like, it took forever. With so many people, all the insiders saying, it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. It's going to happen fast. It's going to happen absolutely before the winter meetings. It was a kind of a throwaway comment yesterday, and it's a little bit tinfoil hat, conspiracy theory, but it's almost like baseball told Juan Soto, hey, we need you to make this decision done before the winter meetings, because no other players are signing, really. Obviously, there's been a few, but all of the dominoes are expected to fall after the Soto decision. Yeah. It's just weird that everyone's like, oh, it's definitely going to happen by the winter
meetings. I don't think it's anything nearly as grand in conspiracies as to pushing for an early decision. The reason why, you know, Blake Snell and, you know, going back 5+ years, Manny Machado waited so long, they weren't getting the offers they were looking for.
If Juan Soto
is getting the offers he's looking for. In fact, when you heard Jeff Passan say it's going to be at least $600 million, might even be $750 for Juan Soto, those, if you think about it, to me, are incredible overpays for Juan Soto. And this is not a knock on Juan Soto, the player. But if Shohei Ohtani is worth $700 million, most of that deferred, so quite a bit less in real money today, isn't Shohei Ohtani, from a business perspective, remember, I'm not talking about a baseball perspective. You know, you can compare the numbers production-wise, OBP, from a baseball business perspective, Shohei Ohtani, not only is the most famous baseball player on the planet. He hits, he pitches as well, or he's going to. But the money that he brings in
staggering
from Japan is staggering. Juan Soto is a great player. I don't think he brings in that kind of money, even close.
Nobody does.
His value should be well under what Shohei Ohtani's is to a team. So if a team is willing to pay $700 or more for Juan Soto, Shohei Ohtani may be the biggest bargain in the history of professional sports contracts. And I don't say that lightly, knowing how much he got. A record.
Knowing how much he's getting.
Or he's going to get. But it may turn out, and it kind of, you know, galls me a little bit to think about it. The Dodgers may have gotten the biggest steal in free agent signings ever when they signed Shohei Ohtani to that $700 million contract.
Anytime a player will defer what he deferred, then yes, it's straight up the biggest steal of all time. And again, I've said it over and over. It's the player has to be willing to do that. The player, you know, I'm sure Andrew Friedman, I can't imagine Andrew Friedman, given his opportunity, Ben, to pitch Shohei Ohtani on coming to the LA Dodgers, right? Walk this through. There is no way on planet Earth that Juan Soto or Shohei Ohtani walks in that room. Friedman goes, all right, so here's what I'm thinking. We'll do 700. We'll defer 690 of it or whatever it is. There's no way that's your opening pitch. Your opening pitch is he says to you, look, I want to be a champion. I want to win a World Series. What can I do to help? Okay, what about deferring some money? Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. How much should I defer? What are you comfortable with? What can help you then build the best team? Well, I mean, if you deferred 90% of it, we could certainly go out and get other players. Okay, great. Sounds good. I'm going to make $100 million in endorsements, right? I mean, it's the fact that the player is special on the field and the player is special in that room when he's deciding what his contract's going to be. So I promise you, that was not an Andrew Friedman idea of like, hey, because if I walked into a job interview and they go, yeah, we really like you, man. You are talented. I'm going to give you all your money in 10 years. I'd be like, well, I need money now.
Yeah, remember, they're recruiting these players. Essentially, you know, they're trying to sell Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto on their franchise and their team. You don't lead with your, but this is how we're going to make it back at the end. You're getting whatever you want, essentially, and then you're just trying to keep it, You're trying to keep the ceiling on it somewhere where you can manage it.
Yes.
You're basically telling him, yeah, whatever you want, we'll give you to come here.
No question.
So they don't, yeah, it wasn't the Dodgers who came up with that.
It was Shohei Ohtani. Shohei came and his people, and it was really, you get the sense that it was kind of symbiotic, right? It was kind of like they got their heads together, and he says, I want to be here. I know you guys have the money to pay me. I'm not worried about it. What can we do to ensure that we can continue to add players? Because what I think he didn't want to do is hamstring an organization, Ben, by making them pay, you know, $700 million ASAP. But with Juan Soto,
what makes me mad is he wouldn't have hamstrung the Dodgers.
Correct.
Even
still
if,
wouldn't have.
Even if they had to pay all
correct.
That money every single year.
Correct.
They could have afforded it. Yeah, yep. It would have been costly
yeah.
for the luxury tax for, you know, Guggenheim and the owners.
Yeah.
They can afford it.
They can afford it. So with Juan, though, I mean, you look at those organizations that you mentioned. I don't know what kind of financial shape the Blue Jays are in. I don't know what kind of financial shape the Red Sox are in, though I feel like they're in pretty good shape. That's going to be do you guys get the sense that Juan Soto is going to defer a ton of his salary and things like that? I mean, I guess anything's possible.
I wouldn't have thought it.
Until.
But, you know, I mean, there's always a number. Again, well, before I Ben-splain for a second, if you want to call in for real or fake, 833-288-0973. Phone lines are open right now. Chance to qualify for the trip to Vegas, 833-288-0973. Don't, you know, this is accounting smoke and mirrors. Don't think of it, it's not really $700 million for Shohei Ohtani. It's, what was the number? It was like closer to $500 million
yeah.
in real dollars today. The Dodgers also have to, again, pay into an escrow account what that money would be today, and it's going to grow, and then they just give it to Shohei
yep.
in, you know, 10 years when it's his time to collect. This is all just kind of to make it sound a little bit better. It's good for the agent. I got a $700 million record. You didn't really. You got a $500 million deal in real money today. If Juan Soto wanted to make $1 billion, could probably say he's getting it if you defer enough of it far enough in advance. Yeah, but $500 million of that isn't paid until you're 75 years old
right.
when it's, you know, going to be worth a quarter of what it was way back when. It's just accounting smoke and mirrors that makes it sound better for the player
sure.
and the agent that they made huge money. And the team goes, well, we don't care. All the team cares is, well, what is it actually going to cost,
yeah. us, it cost
us today?
This year today?
What is it actually costing us yeah. right now?
Yeah, it's all, I mean, it's truly the which is why, you know, it kind of lends itself to the discussion that we've been talking about with the San Diego Padres of like, hey, man, none of this feels real anyway. And so you have to go out and spend. And yes, there is some worrying about the consequences later, but you do have to put a winning product on the field, and that's going to cost you money. You need to spend it.
All right, we can talk a little more baseball a little later, but right now let's get to today's Throwback Thursday game of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods. You can go plow through another donut. It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, we are playing to try to qualify for our grand prize getaway to Las Vegas. Two nights at the Westgate, two tickets to their Soul of Motown show, and a $150 food and beverage credit. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million in room renovations. It's home of legendary Vegas fun. And get your tickets for the Soul of Motown at westgateresorts.com. Let's go. New name, Lance. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I can hear you. It's a little loud, but I can hear you. All right, we're going to play a little real or fake here. Seven rounds. If you can get four correct, we'll put you into the drawing for the trip to Las Vegas. All right, now
awesome.
now that San Diego is a G League city, thanks to the San Diego Clippers, we should probably get to know some of the other G League teams. So today on Real or Fake, I'll give you a name. You tell me if it's a real NBA G League team or a fake I've thrown in to fool you. Lance, are you ready to
all
play?
Right.
Woodsy can help you out.
Totally.
Not sure if he can or not. All right, round number one. The Wisconsin Herd. Real or fake, Lance?
Wisconsin Herd. That sounds real.
And that is real.
Oh, good
the Milwaukee Bucks G League team right there. All right, round number two. The Indiana Mad Ants. Real or fake?
Indiana Mad Ants. Woody, what do you think?
It sounds so fake that I'll say real.
Oh, I like where your head's at. Let's do it. Real.
Very real.
Yeah, buddy.
That's two in a row.
Mad, love it.
Mad
the mad
ants.
Can't
you say ants?
No, they're mad.
Mad.
They're mad ants. They're not just ants. All right, round number three. The Sioux Falls Sky Force. Real or fake, Lance?
Sky Force, Sioux Falls. Let's say fake.
I'm with you. Fake.
No, it's also real.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Who do they belong to?
Sioux Falls is that the Bulls? It might be the Bulls.
It's in Iowa,
team.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go to round number four. The Toledo Singe. Real or fake?
Miami Heat, by the way.
Oh, it's the Miami Heat team.
Force.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Singe.
The Toledo Singe.
Well.
A great name if it's real.
A Singe could be for the Heat.
It could be for the Cavs. Toledo is in Ohio.
Let's go. There's got to be a fake. We're going fake.
All right. I was going to say real.
I was proud of that one. That's fake.
Oh, man, you crushed it.
I was proud of that one. That one sounded very real to me. The Toledo Singe, not a team. All right, that's one away from the win. Let's get it right here. The Grand Rapids Gold. Real or fake?
Grand Rapids Gold. Woods, what do you think here?
I'm going to say real, buddy.
He's going to say
the
real.
Detroit Pistons.
All right, I'll go with it.
Gold.
Real.
Real.
Well done.
Yeah, buddy.
Works, Lance. Congratulations. You're qualified. We're a qualifier every day this week so far. That's a lot of people in the drawing. Hang on the line, Lance. Paulie will get your information. Let's go with the Buffalo Eries.
Fake.
Fake. The Birmingham Squadron.
Fake.
Real.
Damn.
Not bad. Well done, guys. All right, we got real or fake, or we got don't do this coming up next, including a nice moment, do this moment at last night's San Diego State basketball game. Unexpected, at least.
Yes, on the road.
I was surprised. And Woods, you wanted to, what did you have?
I don't remember.
All right, well, good work on that.
Thank you.
Great tease.
I have a round of golf that fell apart like
you
no
had,
other.
Football player.
No, it wasn't even it.
That wasn't it?
Not a new one.
We talked about this 15 minutes ago.
Hey, this is the week where you're pretending to work. Did you not remember my calendar?
It's true.
I told you. I got clipped in here. I'm not the same. Thanks, Adam.
Don't do this is coming up next here after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy. You know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Good news. Woods did think of his do this story.
Well, I was so
coming up momentarily.
I was so incensed by the happenings that I momentarily forgot.
It's all right. It happens to everybody.
It does.
I will start, though, with one of the wilder rounds of golf you're going to see. And
this
I saw
is
this
unbelievable.
Posted this morning. So this is from it's the Victorian PGA Championship, an Australian professional tournament going on down under. Got this from Monday Q Info, who tweeted just the most amazing scorecard from a guy named Jordan Dahl, D-O-U-L-L. And, you know, they're playing championship course, and he starts out, first round of the tournament, birdie, then he par to par three, then birdie, par, birdie. So 29 on the front. He's 7
oh
under.
Oh, my God. 7 under par.
7 under.
After 9 holes. Yeah. You are like, I got
you're it. Leading the tournament. Great start.
I'm feeling.
Great start.
Everything's working.
Back 9 starts. Birdie. Now he's 9 under. All right, now you're thinking 59 watch.
Course record, yeah.
59 watch is on. This is potentially an historic
day of my life.
Round of golf. You don't have days like this on the golf course. I don't know what was going through Jordan's mind at that point, but as a golfer, I can sort of imagine you hit the 12th tee and you go,
don't look at the card.
Nine under par.
I mean, like, I've played 12
holes, they have those score, holding the score, and it's like nine in the red. I'm 9 under through 11 holes of this tournament. He didn't quite finish the same way.
My God.
Bogey, par, double bogey, quadruple bogey.
Oh, my God.
Bogey, par, bogey. 42 on the back.
Dang it!
Even par 71, right in the middle of the pack. Gave it all away on the last 7
one of
holes.
Us. I know. Ouch. I know exactly what happened to him. Our pal Chris Foster was caddying for him. And after 12 holes, hey, man, you are strapping it today. Putter's working, looking good. Wedges are crisp. Hey, man, keep swinging it. He does it to me every time we play. If I'm starting to play well, he mentions how well I'm playing. And then the car just careens off the bridge. And I'm like, all right, well, thanks for that. Same bit in the car when my wife will go, wow, there's really no traffic on this drive to L.A. And 30 seconds later, yes. Standstill.
Someone on the 12th tee goes, Jordan, nice round. You're 9 under.
You're
that's
nine
amazing.
Under. You never say a word to your buddy. Unless you're playing for money, then you want to get in his head. But Foster and I, we're not playing for money. Man, that putter is on fire. Next thing you know, 6 putt. You just never do it. You never do it. But you know that feeling, Ben, of like starting off really well, and you just can't look at the card. You cannot look down. You can't look at your score. You just have to hit the next shot. Like, is that a good round or a bad round? That's a bad round.
That's one of the worst rounds ever.
Of all time.
I would think he's never regretted a round more than that.
I mean, how much fun is it for 12 holes? You're like, this is
you'd rather just par every hole.
Yeah, just par every hole.
71, par every hole. Didn't make any mistakes. Nothing went in.
Yeah, fine. Nothing went in, but I still
when
played
you go
well.
9 under to even, there's no good feeling about
in
that.
In 7 holes.
You don't go, hey, I was 9 under. No, you never think that.
You say, I coughed it up.
You just think about what you gave up.
So last night, Eastern Michigan was taking on my alma mater, one of my alma maters, Loyola University of Chicago. I think that's the official alma mater, because that's where I got my diploma from.
Loyola. Alma's mater or alma mater?
I have many alma's maters. but this one is the one I got my diploma from, Loyola University Chicago, playing a home game. And they had finished up, they whipped Eastern Michigan 76-54. And as they're coming off the court, you guys remember our beloved Sister Jean. We do have a Sister Jean bobblehead in here somewhere. Sister Jean is 5 years old. She's sitting in her wheelchair with her Loyola scarf on. And the entire team walks past her. She has her arm extended, ready to dap up every single player. And every single player on Loyola walked past her.
Blows right by her.
Right past her. Didn't dap her up. Like, what kind of monster do you have to be to not dap up an old woman that loves your school and has been at your school for 70 years or something?
Wait, how old is she now?
She's like 105 or something.
She's the most famous centenarian in the country.
I mean, she
right?
is. I mean, she's just a sweet little lady sitting there like
105,
this.
Yeah.
She's 105. Look at her. Her arm is extended. And they just blow right past her.
Left her hanging.
Left her hanging. And they may not win another game. I tweeted.
Did she do the old... Like
the psych.
Psych. I didn't really want to dap. I
it's was the just, saddest thing I've psych. Ever seen. They just walk past her. They're just like, they can see her. She's right there. She's 3 to 2 feet from them. What would be the point?
If the coach must not listen. I would have marched everyone back out there.
What would be
to give her a high five?
What would be the point of dissing? our beloved sister Jean.
I am sure they were oblivious.
She does this every game.
I'd be starstruck if I saw Sister Jean in person.
I would too.
One of our very first guests ever on Ben and Woods.
Hello, darling. It broke my heart. So I have now put a hex on my alma mater, Loyola University of Chicago. I put a hex on them. They're cursed.
Finally, a little unexpected doo-doo this moment last night.
Mega doo-doo.
At the San Diego State-Fresno State basketball game. And at halftime, a very classy gesture by the Fresno State Bulldogs, who brought down Uncle Teddy, Ted Leitner, to the court, making his final ever visit to Fresno State as the play-by-play broadcaster for the Aztecs in his final season, and presented him with a plaque and brought out the mic and had him say a few words. That is a tremendous honor. Teddy's been calling San Diego State games, I believe, since 1979.
79.
When he first got to town, on and off, mostly on. Obviously, you know, long career as a Padres broadcaster, called the Chargers for a few seasons as well. He's had an unbelievable career. Friend of the show. We've had him on, of course, many times. But
here's a concept. Bite me.
Yep. You think about, you know, that's for opposing teams to honor another broadcaster.
Yeah, it's a nice move.
You know, yeah, you honor your own broadcaster after a long time, but that was a classy moment for Fresno State.
You really don't see that too often.
No, you do not.
Very classy move by Fresno State. And I have a hypothesis that maybe the halftime performer bailed and got sick, and they're like, we need to fill 15 minutes. Who better than the great Ted Leitner? Wind him up, give him a mic. All right, Teddy, they grabbed a plaque from the back.
Yeah.
Anything. Doesn't even have his name on it.
Give him the plaque, give him the mic.
Give him the mic, and let
him roll. Halftime is taken care of.
Speaking of.
Some grad students in there with a chisel, just like etching his name into a plaque.
And speaking of that, the last time he was on our program, I was out, and he said he wanted to come back in when I was here so we could all be together. Maybe we try to get that locked down. Next week is one of those weeks where we could kick back and explore the space a little bit.
Hell is wrong with you?
I would love to explore the space with Teddy Leitner. Any single time.
This would be a good time to do
it. Be a great time.
Part of basketball season, as long as they're not traveling or anything.
Look at their schedule.
Yeah, let's figure it out.
We can try to work out a day and get Uncle Teddy back in here. Because that was a lot of fun when he came in when you were on a Hawaiian vacation, I believe, earlier this year.
People are questioning, though, Ben. You might be a little bit of a hypocrite. So you don't believe in jinxing a no-no bit, but you do believe in jinxing a good round of golf.
Oh, it's not a jinx. It's a psychological meltdown.
It's a meltdown.
That's a real thing. Jinxing. Like, if he didn't realize it, you can't jinx something. Like, you're sitting on your couch and you turned on the TV and he started playing badly.
Right.
But you can get in your own head.
Oh, like, you can get in your own head.
I'm 9-under and all of a sudden you just feel a little more shakier standing over the shot. That's just a psychological meltdown. And we're all susceptible to it at times.
I started a round with four straight pars one time. And it's the only time I've ever broken 80. But after the four straight pars, I did not hit my driver the rest of the day. Why? Because I can't hit my driver. So immediately, knowing I'm even par, I wasn't even birdieing anything, I was like, I got to make a change. I mean, that's how quick it can creep up on you, especially in golf, because it's all you by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you control everything. No hitter, you get a lot of stuff that goes your way. You got eight other guys behind you making plays. And, you know, you see it all the time. Golf, it's just you. It is just you. Oh, I feel so bad for that guy. Could have been the day of his life.
Still come back and win the tournament.
That's true.
With three good rounds.
That's true. But now he's in, goes
would have
first
been a
place
much better spot if he had just parred the last seven holes.
All right.
That's Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we call it Ben and Woods Wrapped.
Oh, yes.
Stealing from Spotify, but we will count down our favorite moments of the year.
One of the worst songs of all time.
Starting in January.
Fabulous T-Birds.
12 months, 12 shows left for Ben and Woods, and we will look back at some of our favorite moments from the first month of 2024 when we return with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. And we are going to start going on our countdown of Ben and Woods Wrapped, our favorite moments of the year, month by month. start in January coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Quick intro.
January was a fun month. It was my first ever trip out to Fantasy Camp.
Yep.
Back in January. We had obviously a lot of fun activities when we were there.
Yep.
I was thinking more about Goose calling me a nerd.
You're a nerd too.
That wasn't fun. That was terrifying.
That was somewhat terrifying.
I was vomiting in a bag between my
sweating.
Legs.
Sweating.
Got to moderate a fantastic panel of 1984 Padres.
That was a blast.
Got to meet Dave Dravecki for the first time. What a great guy.
I got to eat a Tim Flannery cookie and almost die at
Terry
Fantasy
Kennedy
Camp.
Traded you.
Terry got traded at Fantasy
Live
Camp.
Live on the air.
Live on the air.
I remember Randy Jones came walking right over to the table while we were on the air and just like grabbed a microphone.
You're out of here.
Oh, yeah. Go for it, Randy.
Yeah, you're done.
But
it's on site when I see Terry Kennedy at Fantasy Camp, just so you know.
But when we go back with our Ben and Woods Wrapped and we find the most entertaining moments of the month, Paulie actually picked a couple that came before we even got to Fantasy Camp. And we're going to start with the very first week of 2024, Ben and Woods, and go all the way back to January 4th. Woods, what do you remember about Subway?
Well, I had taken my son Bo to his very first baseball camp, and it was down at Brickyard, down on Moreno. So I live in Encinitas. It's quite a hike every day. Drive him down there, and I wanted to stay near, you know, just in case something happened. And so it was his first camp. If he got scared or whatever, I just wanted to be nearby. And there's a Subway next door. And I'm like, man, I have not had Subway in a decade, easily. Like, I'm a Jersey Mike's guy, but there was a Subway there, and I didn't want to drive too far. So I went into Subway, and man, just like every time I go anywhere, something weird happens. So something happened to me that has never happened to me before. I walk into Subway. I have not been there in years. They have a completely different menu. Like, you can still get the turkey sub and the ham sandwich or whatever, but there's all these different combos now. Well, apparently it was confusing not only to me, but to the guy that was behind me. Finally. Behind me. Had he been in front of me, I don't know if I would have made it back to work. I've never seen this before. He called his wife from Subway and read to her aloud.
Oh, my God.
Aloud. Oh, not only aloud. She was on speaker. So I could hear her and him as he proceeded to walk to the counter and go, there's a third. It's an Italian. It's got ham and capicola and provolone. And he read every... call it eight sandwiches. He read every ingredient from every sandwich. And after everyone, no, that's not it. Okay, it's turkey, avocado, bacon, lettuce. No, that's not it. Okay, roast beef, provolone, capricola. No, that's not it. And I'm almost in tears.
Did she just want a cold cut combo? What is she going for?
Bro. I got my sandwich. I went and sat at the table. And he finally was like, she's like, just give me a tuna sub. And he's like, all right, fine. Gets her a tuna sub. I sat there and I was like, you know, man, I love my wife. The patience he displayed was through the roof. I mean, through the roof. But I just thought, lady, he's at a Subway. Just pick your sandwich and let's move on for the day. The whole menu, man. He went through eight freaking combo sandwiches. And I just thought, I said, this is absolutely incredible. Now, I wanted to run tape, but I didn't because I would have had to ask him for his permission to use it on the air. But if I had had that audio, it's exactly what he sounded like. And her, no, that's not it. Okay, ham, roast beef, mayonnaise, Swiss. No, that's not it.
Obviously, they can't use the internet because the menu's online. You could have looked it up and just gotten exactly what you wanted.
Steak and cheese. No, that's not it. I was dying. Now, had I been behind him, I would probably have been like, just pick your sandwich. It's a sandwich shop. It's not like you're at at BJ's Brew House or Cheesecake Factory. You can get They have tortellini. You can get pork chops. There's salmon. Like, it's your sandwich shop. Pick your sandwich. Let's go.
Cheesecake Factory. Page 27.
Do you have?
Yeah.
Oreo cheesecake.
Reese's
strawberry cheesecake.
Blueberry cheesecake.
Cup and Pow chicken. Only me, man. I swear to God, only me. Broccoli cheddar, minestrone soup, chicken noodle, homestyle chicken noodle, clam chowder. No.
I hate being insulting. There's a time and place for every restaurant, including Subway, but honestly, once you've made the decision, as you did, to go to Subway, you've already given up at that point your dining choices.
Bro, I just couldn't believe it.
Okay, how are you?
Couldn't believe it, dude. It's a sandwich. You want ham, you want turkey, you want roast beef, you want veggie, you want tuna, you want steak. You want meatball? Those are your options, man.
My side literally hurts.
God, the Cheesecake Factory. Him ripping through that. I need about 45 minutes here.
God dang
it. Holy crap.
Called it provolone.
Provolone?
And then just laid me out.
Provolone?
You doing minestrone?
Minestrone. Just got me again.
Dude. Yeah, thank God I had gotten my turkey club before. If I was behind him, I would have pitched the world's biggest fit.
Going back and listening again, it just makes me wonder, what were the instructions when he was sent
to get lunch?
To Subway? Get me the one that you know I like.
You know the one I like.
I mean, she didn't give him even the basics. I mean, you must know if it starts with turkey or roast beef.
Yeah, what's the base?
Or ham.
What's your base
there
today?
There must be a base to start with. And then maybe you can narrow it down to two or three choices.
Correct.
At that point. Oh, is it the turkey club or is it the turkey and whatever? But to have to go through everywhere from steak and cheese to meatball to Italian to
veggie.
Turkey to veggie to figure out what the sub she liked was.
I'm telling
you.
He's
unbelievable.
Man. I'm telling you. It was, I wanted video of it so bad. You just know that guy gets home and brings that sandwich to her, and she's like, no, this isn't it.
There's no chance he got the right.
I thought to myself, I'm really thankful that my wife isn't like that. You know what I mean? Like, she would never make me read off the menu. Because she knows. She's like, well, can you just read me the menu items? I'd be like, absolutely not. It's a Subway. I'll get you something. If you don't like it, tough. Tough. I mean, this poor bastard, man. I think about him all the time. Think about them all the time.
It's our Ben and Woods Wrapped, looking back at our favorite moments of the year starting in January. We have a second moment about a week later. This is January 10th. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to consume Ben and Woods. We've got our YouTube stream. We've got our app, obviously, on the radio. You can listen to it as a podcast later on Spotify. Loved everyone sharing their Spotify Wrapped yesterday with the Ben and Woods podcast, version right at the top.
Loved it.
But sometimes when you listen, like on the app, you may get a whole different set of commercials than the ones even we're hearing in the studio. And, Paulie, someone had like called in and asked about.
Yeah, we had gotten a
ads.
Couple tweets.
Yeah, somebody like messaged us and they said, hey, WTF is this? And it was an ad on the app and it was for Lovers.
Lovers.
An adult store. And
in the Inland Empire somewhere.
That whole segment was great, but it was the end of the segment in particular that we clipped for Ben and Woods Wrapped. So we had talked about the Lovers ad. We played it on the air. We were like, hey, Adam, what are you doing, bud?
Yeah,
what's going on here?
Like, how bad do we need money if this is what's airing on the airwaves?
And back on January 10th, we were just a couple of weeks removed from the extravaganza last year, the fifth annual, and I mentioned that I had gone to, I think, a Lover's to get the crotchless edible gummy panties for Ben to eat.
I believe my son Taylor ate them at the Christmas and holiday extravaganza, just FYI.
I believe it was a Lover's off the 78 right. in San Marcos. I had to find the edible crotchless gummy underwear.
And how was that experience for you, walking in?
This will shock you. I was the only one there.
Okay.
Was it junk?
It was really weird.
There have been a lot of...
it was like a superstore for those items.
Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah, the Bass Pro... More like Ass Pro Shops, to be honest with you. Got it. Toast.
I can't tell.
I broke him and I broke myself. The guy's in the aquarium when you walk in. Hey, welcome to Ass Pro Shops. Just standing there, wienerless, in an aquarium.
I can't tell if this is the worst radio show or the best radio show we've ever done.
I'm with you, man.
I know what Darko would say.
There's still a little voice in my head like, just play the Michael King audio before people lose their minds. But it's so good. Oh, Ben, that was fantastic.
That's the exact same one that broke Ben earlier. Yes. Article Sound System was the band.
Ass.
Ben likes ass.
That's twice.
It gets him. Holy crap. That was amazing.
And then I forget which tier one actually made me. I still have my hat.
Our buddy Jordan that plays on the tier one team made you an Ass Pro Shops.
Took the B off, and I have my Ass Pro Shops hat.
I'd like you to wear it at some point.
I don't really wear it in public. Feels like there'd be a lot of questions.
Why not?
I think you should. My hat says strictly business on it. You should wear your Ass Pro Shops hat. I mean, that was brilliant. And that's a true story. Paulie brought him in for a bid or something. I don't know. Yeah. It was like a punishment.
It was, we did the lie detector.
Oh, the lie detector.
And if you were deemed a liar, you had to take a bite of gummy.
Crotchless underwear.
It's funny, we don't refer to normal underwear as crotched.
Crotchful. Crotchless. I'm wearing crotchful briefs right now.
Honey, I'm getting you underwear for Christmas. You want crotchless or crotchful? I'll go. Give me 3 crotchful and 2 crotchless. What is the point for a man of crotchless underwear? What is it? Just the legs?
Keep your thighs warm.
Keep your thighs. Crotched. Oh, look at these. Oh, are these crotched? They are. You're good. So you can wear them. You can wear them to work and stuff. Oh. I am dead, dude.
I almost had it again.
Yeah, I almost had it again. Crotched. Crotchful.
And we had also recently had that story of the Alabama guy.
Yes.
Skinny dipping in the Bass Pro Shops aquarium.
Nude in the Bass. And so, at Lover's, it's just the nude guy in the aquarium like, hello, welcome in. Just underwater, naked. Oh, my God. Bro, I'm not kidding you. At one point during the Christmas show last year, I looked over, and Taylor is, at the time, 3 years old, eating the gummy crotchless panties. And I went, well, if that's not what the Christmas and all... There's a picture.
No one had worn them, just to be clear.
No. They were fresh out of the package.
I might have the picture.
Paulie might have the picture of my son eating crotchless underwear.
We've
evolved.
You give kids anything gummy.
Anything gummy, they're going to eat it. They are going to eat it, man. Oh, God, that was so good. Well, it's funny that we did a whole bit on an ad that played. Because I have some questions about another thing that I heard this morning right here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm probably going to get in trouble for
this.
This
one did go out over the air.
This one was out over the actual air. And I would like someone smarter than me to explain why. Because for me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Right?
Right.
Do you have any hypotheses about this? Hypothesis?
Some sort of just, it's corporate.
Corporate malfeasance.
Adam is currently sprinting out from the parking lot.
He is dying right now.
We'll come back. We also still have Shane Gillis tickets to give away. A Rindle report in the second half of Ben and Woods. We'll just keep laughing during the break. And back in a couple of minutes here on 97.3 The Fan with more Ben and Woods.